This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. This is a debate one would think perhaps is done, part of a bygone era, but it is not. Abortion is the issue, and state Democrats want to repeal New Mexico's law prohibiting them except in very narrow circumstances. No, the law hasn't been enforced, but that's because of the decades-old Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The effort to rescind the New Mexico laws come up in previous legislatures, but not made it very far. But now the Democrats, according to House Speaker Brian Egoff, plan to push it next year. The concern is that President Trump, who now has another Supreme Court pick, has said he will choose pro-life justices. Representative Joanne Ferreri has introduced a bill the last couple of sessions to get rid of the abortion law, but the first year it failed and last year didn't get heard. That will change next year. New Mexico's criminal abortion law, passed in 1969, makes it a felony for an abortion provider to end a woman's pregnancy, except in very certain circumstances like rape, birth defects, or threats to the woman's health. The procedure is also limited to hospitals and has to be approved in writing by a hospital board. More after this. Those who are pro-life, however, say that what Ferreri wants goes too far. Elisa Martinez, executive director of the New Mexico Alliance for Life, says what is proposed includes a provision that says the hospital staff cannot be retaliated against if they refuse to participate in an abortion for either moral or religious reasons. Martinez said, quote, "It is unconscionable to expect individuals who believe that abortion takes a human life to participate in the taking of a human life. It also does not address the concerns that most New Mexicans have about late-term abortions, parental involvement in abortion decisions, and forced taxpayer funding of abortion." Martinez said that New Mexico is referred to as the late-term abortion capital because of the way laws are enforced. Rod Montoya, a House Minority Whip, said that the legislature should go the other way and make more restrictive abortion laws, not repeal them. Currently, there are only 10 states with abortion laws. One pro-abortion group, the Guttmacher Institute, said New Mexico has no real prescriptions like waiting periods, mandatory parental involvement, or prescription of publicly funded abortions. The entire argument, however, hinges on whether the Supreme Court reverses themselves on Roe v. Wade. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The fight between pro-life and women's rights groups will continue. New Mexico ultimately will be seen as a key battleground in the fight if the court begins the debate. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.